Part 8. Goodbyes. Burlington, Vermont. Snow has begun falling. Reluctantly, the wacko turns back for the house.
You ever hear of Clement Attlee? Of course not. Why should you? Man was a loser, a third-rate mediocrity, who only slipped into the history books because he unseated Winston Churchill before World War II officially ended. The war in Europe was over, and to the British people, there was this feeling that they'd suffered enough. But Churchill kept pushing to help the United States against Japan, saying the fight wasn't finished until it was finished everywhere. And look what happened to the old lion. That's what we didn't want to happen to our administration. That's exactly why we decided to declare victory once the continental U.S. had been secured. Everyone knew the war wasn't really over. We still had to help out our allies and clear whole parts of the world that were entirely ruled by the dead. There was still so much work to do, but since our own house was in order, we had to give people the option to go home. That's when the UN multinational force was created, and we were pleasantly surprised by how many volunteers signed up in the first week. We actually had to turn some of them away, put them on the reserve list, or assign them to train all the young bucks who missed the drive across America. I know I caught a lot of flack for going UN instead of making it an all-American crusade, but to be totally honest, I really couldn't give a damn. America's a fair country. Our people expect a fair deal. And when that deal ends with the last boots on Atlantic beaches, you shake their hands, pay them off, and let anyone who wants to reclaim their private lives do so. Maybe it's made the overseas campaigns a little slower. Our allies are on their feet again, but we still have a few white zones to clear. Mountain ranges, snow-lined islands, and the ocean floor, and then there's Iceland. Iceland's going to be tough. I wish Ivan would let us help out in Siberia, but hey, Ivan's Ivan. And we still have attacks right here at home as well, every spring or every so often near a lake or beach. The numbers are declining, thank heavens, but it doesn't mean people should let down their guard. We're still at war, and until every trace is sponged and purged, and if need be, blasted from the surface of the earth, everybody's still got to pitch in and do their job. Be nice if that was the lesson people took from all this misery. We're all in this together, so pitch in and do your job.
We stop by an old oak tree. My companion looks it up and down, taps it lightly with his cane, then, to the tree,
"You're doing a good job."